from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry.
92 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Thursday afternoon, almost to your weekend. I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories this hour, if you're just joining us. A discussion on data centers devolves.
What is the point adding a data center to this community?
Well, and he was among the gentler of the speakers in the crowd last night. Coming up, where in Reno this happened and who was listening. Plus, President Trump was in Nevada yesterday, but part of his focus was on a candidate in Michigan.
Abdul El-Sayed, lovely gentleman. He's a man of hate. And now he's going around saying, no, I love everybody. He doesn't love everybody. Put him in office. You're going to find out what he loves.
Directly ahead, what the president had to say about him, Nevada's economy, and an unfortunate, it appears, awkward moment. And the air quality in Reno is not great. On the way, who needs to stay inside? These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon Thursday edition. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios. And now with more, we say good afternoon. Good afternoon to Jerry.
Good afternoon, Greg. Can't wait to hear what the awkward moment was all about. Got some gaming numbers for the fiscal year, and yeah, on data centers, the Lyon County Commission took that up earlier this week. I've got some details and some quotes from that meeting, and how did we ever survive without them? Cooling centers, because apparently casinos don't have air conditioning. Lots of hot weather, some smoke, some haze. We got all the details. It's all local, and it's live right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Go to either 991fmtalk.com or 923 FM Talk and vote in the Keystone CPA's new news poll. Should the Washoe County Sheriff's Department focus more on people, trees, animals, or all of the above? It's running 75% all of the above. In other words, do something. But people, 25%. Trees, zero. Nobody has said that the Washoe County Sheriff's Department should focus on trees. And crimes against vegetation. I kind of added that in there. But go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and vote on that. It is the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 at 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thanks so much there, Jerry. And again, 93 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Our top local story, it was an unpleasant evening, to say the least.
Please don't tell me that it's my job to go out and tell my friends, because I'm not getting paid for that.
And that is just one speaker at the Reno Public Market last night demanding a data center ban from the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission, who held a town hall. They asked for all points of view.
We've reached out to over 30 different organizations and government agencies and groups that are related to the topic area of data centers across the spectrum, from love them to hate them. We are garnering their feedback through a series of interviews, and we've brought all of that qualitative information together to come up with information about themes and also to provide recommendations.
A calm voice before the devolving there, Jeremy Smith with the commission, says he understood the passion behind the anger. And there were some at the meeting who did keep it civil. One lives only roughly 600 feet from a center under construction.
I hear construction every day, and I've also seen a depreciation in my property value. And the concerns for our utility bills, spikes, and that our water access is a real concern for everyone in the region.
And Bree Casper says she has some valid concerns about the data centers. Well, wildfires are causing some very poor air quality here in Reno, Sparks, and beyond, all over northern Nevada. Ozone levels unhealthy for vulnerable groups today. Those groups include children, older adults, people working outside, and those with breathing issues like asthma. Authorities are asking you to shorten your activities, maybe not jog today, and to make them less intense. Of course, that's what your gym membership is for. One of those wildfires causing the bad air under control this hour, the Crystal Peak fire that burned southeast of Loyalton in Sierra County was human-caused. Now a Reno woman is under arrest and accused in connection with the blaze. Sarah Ortstad had a campsite where authorities think the less-than-4-acre fire began, and deputies also found meth on her. Well, a new school year in Washoe County and a new school for students at Stead Elementary. The district holding a ribbon-cutting yesterday on the brand-new state-of-the-art facility that replaces a 1950s-era build along Cloudburst Drive in Silver $100 lane. The principal of the school, he's beaming.
We worked on purchases for furniture, what the classrooms look like. I was spending my time designing, you know, what I want inside the STEM lab. And then I'm actually, you know, got to meet the community and the STED students. I know the community is really excited. I've been part of this community for years. I worked at STED, worked at Desert Heights. So coming back to this as a community, as a leader, is a dream come true.
STED Elementary Chief Ryan Deutsch, the two-story building features a STEM lab, media center, group learning spaces, and enhanced classrooms. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:11. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, the Lyon County Commission took a public comment from residents opposing data centers and business representatives during a proposed ordinance workshop earlier this week. The county has not had a standard for data centers. There was a protest this past Saturday in Yerington. The organizer of the protest was on the John Potter Live and Local Weekend Show Saturday from 9 to noon. There are between 60 and 75 data centers located around Reno or Las Vegas, Northern Nevada. Most northern sites are near the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. There's now a draft ordinance based on regulations and feedback collected from other jurisdictions. The county's tribal population asked for environmental reviews and protection of the area's cultural and historic heritage from industrial development and light pollution. Laverne Roberts, a member of the Yerington Paiute tribe, spoke and said, quote, "You can't live without water. Water is extremely important. Without it, our future generations will no longer be here. So we're fighting for whatever we have in this beautiful valley of Wovoka. And you can't survive without teeth."
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
On westbound Interstate 80 between Virginia Street and Keystone, there's a bunch of debris in the road. It looks like a trash bag fell off the back of a truck and just went everywhere. There are no collisions to tell you about. Things are moving along at the limit. But I want to remind you that between Sorensen and Gold Way on Bering, it is closed for a bunch of road work. Discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Are you ready to be treated like you are number one? Well, choose Pro One. They're at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno. It is 92.3 degrees in Sparks, Carson City, and Wellington, 80 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Heat advisory is going to go through the weekend. Hot and hazy in the afternoon. Overnight, we'll drop down into the low 60s. By next week, we see some improvement, easing conditions, right around 90 next Wednesday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Here's some good news for Northern Nevada job seekers. Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry, is expanding its workforce in Carson City. Open positions include quality inspectors, metal workers, welders, and electronic technicians. With some of the area's best wages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits beginning on day one, there's never been a better time to apply. Watch for the next job fair, or you can apply today at chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter. Control Systems.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and seasoned Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
Ready to break free from boring family routines? Don't settle for another ordinary vacation. At Spellbinding Travels, family vacations are their absolute passion. No generic packages here. Every single journey is custom built and tailored for each client. From toddler-friendly resorts to teen-approved adventures, they go further to uncover extraordinary experiences, keeping everyone excited and bringing families together. Stop waiting and start packing. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com right now and ignite your next epic family adventure.
What does America mean to you?
Frank Sinatra sang a song called The House I Live In about America and about the wonders of living in America, and he was absolutely right. When you go by the Constitution, there is no country in the world like America. I'm proud to be an American, I'm proud to serve in the U.S. Navy, and more importantly, I'm proud to have my family in this great country. I will stand up for it for as long as I live. God love America.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Desert Research Institute is seeking a dedicated individual to fill a full-time custodian position for the Reno campus. The custodian supports the campus by maintaining clean, safe, and functional facilities. This position is responsible for daily cleaning, sanitation, minor repairs, and event support in common areas, administrative spaces, and laboratories. See the video on how to apply at hiremenevada.com.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
A hazy, very hot weekend prompts watches and warnings. I'm John Potter for the new news. In the Truckee Meadows, our air quality is still in the moderate stage. Reno forecasters with the National Weather Service say expect periods of hazy skies until the GAN fire in Calaveras County, California is under containment. Right now, it's just 26% contained. As for the heat, more is on the way. Triple digits in Reno Saturday and Sunday. Most of Western Nevada is under a heat advisory for the weekend, Friday to Monday, and the Weather Service has an extreme heat warning going into effect tomorrow morning and ending Monday morning for Lovelock, Virginia City, Mound House, Dayton, Fernley, Fallon, Wadsworth, Silver Springs, and Northeast California. They say Fallon and Fernley should hit 104 Saturday. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
95 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Excuse me, just take care of that. 95 degrees right now. If you're just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Sparks fly one data center discussion in Reno last night.
What is the point adding a data center to this community?
Yeah, things were not pleasant. The Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission, which was behind the town hall, says they're taking everything into account. Number two, wildfires forcing our air quality in Reno to be poor. Ozone levels, they're unhealthy for vulnerable groups today. And those groups are children, older adults, people working outside, and those with breathing issues like asthma. And number three, delays, they're beginning to stack up at Reno Tahoe International Airport as the heat builds. Air travelers face potential flight delays during the hot weather, as thinner air can make it difficult for aircraft to take off safely. Airlines might need to lighten the load by removing passengers or cargo or carrying less fuel. And I just checked the departure board at RNO, and right now I can see at least six flights delayed within the next 3 hours. Just bear in mind and check with your airline. It is our top national story. Iran is confirming a deal to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and safe to shipping is close to being done.
This deal is being hammered out between Oman and Iran. And what we've learned through sources is it would give Iran control of that northern portion of the strait closest to its coastline, while Oman would control that southern side. Now, that's the portion the U.S. and President Trump have remained adamant is already open to commercial traffic. And there's also been discussion of some kind of transit fee with revenue potentially shared by both parties, but the agreement would still be subject to that international maritime law.
And that's News Nation's Libby Dean. Well, yesterday in Las Vegas, President Trump did address a very large crowd yesterday who wanted to hear his remarks on the economy. But there was also some, we'll call it, it appeared to be an awkward moment. There may have been some confusion when Governor Lombardo came out to talk, and some in the crowd thought he may have been referring to someone else. Give a listen to this.
Pastor Tice spoke about Officer Abdel Nabi a few moments ago. No, we're not booing. We're not booing him. He's the officer that passed away here recently. So, and I asked if we had a moment of silence, and he said we had not. So I would like your indulgence for a moment of silence for Officer Austin.
And looking at the video, you could see Governor Lombardo trying to hit the expression on his face was, what is going on here? It's not clear why the crowd booed the slain officer's name. The officer Lombardo was referring to was shot dead while responding to reports of a man with a gun in Las Vegas. FM News Talk time. It is 12:21.
How do we ever survive without them? Emergency daytime cooling stations are open across Nevada from August 6 to August 11. As an extreme heat warning grips the region, according to local officials, National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning for Clark County as well, prompting the activation of the daytime shelters to provide residents and visitors with respite and protection from dangerous temperatures. I'm not 99.1% sure, but don't casinos have air conditioning? And while you're at it and thinking of the heat, by the way, 107 degrees in Vegas, that's cooled down from last week. And next week here in northern Nevada, highs will be in the upper 70s. We mentioned yesterday that there are Halloween decorations already out in the stores. I can feel it. Fall is in the air. And while you're at it, too, just a little prayer, some positive thoughts for firefighters fighting fires right now. Now, imagine standing next to a campfire in 100-degree heat, and imagine being clothed from head to toe in fireproof gear, and then imagine working your butt off to try to stop the fire. So a little positive thought for firefighters right now in California, in Nevada, wherever the fires are. A little prayer for those guys right now. They deserve it. And light winds from the west-southwest will keep our air quality moderate, with readings moving from unhealthy for sensitive individuals at times. The fire in Calaveras County now 20% contained, but it's grown to over 10,000 acres. And the Carson City Cultural Commission may be dissolved, one sign of a very little engagement by the community. The absence of any agenda items at recent meetings. So whatever the Cultural Commission was doing will shift to Parks and Rec if supervisors vote to dissolve. I know you're excited. There are new pickleball courts in Carson City and a high school football preview. Craig Swope's got the local sports this hour, and we've got the weather for you, all the updates, and right now we've got traffic on 99.1 and 92.3.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
I, for one, relish pickleball courts. There's some debris on the road on westbound Interstate 80 at Keystone. They're working on getting that cleaned up, but it is slowing things down somewhat. Please use extra caution to avoid hitting people. There are no collisions to tell you about. Just remember, there's a whole bunch of road work on Interstate 80 westbound and eastbound between the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno and the California state line. They're replacing bridges. They're doing a whole bunch of projects all at the same time. It's 92.3 degrees in Verde, 94 in Dayton, 93 in Smith Valley, 79 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
This weather pattern of hazy, hot conditions in the afternoon, but comfortable and cool conditions late night and early morning. No change through Monday. That's when the heat advisory expires. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Coming up at 3 today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
In spite of the afternoon heat, it's pleasant in the evening for baseball at Greater Nevada Field. Been pleasant so far this week for the Aces. They won the second game of this week's series after winning the opener against El Paso last night, 7-5. High school football gets underway next week. We've looked at 2A and 5A, 3A football preview showing Churchill County and Fernley expected to be strong again. Boys soccer also starts next week. Girls volleyball the following weekend. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
95 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. If you're just checking in, a fire station reopens, and it's all thanks to the new fire chief sharing agreement between Reno and Sparks, so say authorities. The Sparks Fire Department said they were able to reopen Fire Station 6 yesterday. The station had sat empty for a time, but the agreement between Sparks and Reno to share Fire Chief Dave Cochran apparently saved them enough money that they were able to reopen and staff the station. Well, President Trump in Las Vegas yesterday to tout his economic policies, especially taxes on tips. He says that's benefiting Nevada in a big way. He also focused a lot of his attention on a Senate candidate running in Michigan.
In a speech in Las Vegas Wednesday, Trump claimed Abdul El-Sayed hates Jewish people and hates Israel.
Abdul El-Sayed, lovely gentleman. He's a man of hate. And now he's going around saying, no, I love everybody. He doesn't love everybody. Put him in office. You're going to find out what he loves.
He went on to predict that El-Sayed will lose the November election. The progressive Democrat defeated establishment-backed Congresswoman Haley Stevens in Tuesday's closely watched contest. In the midterms, El-Sayed will face Republican Mike Rogers, who has Trump's backing. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Scammers are employing AI to target potential victims.
Cybersecurity experts say scammers are turning to artificial intelligence to make their messages sound even more convincing. The FBI received more than 22,000 complaints of AI-related cybercrimes last year, costing victims $893 million. TrustedSec Advisory Solutions Director Alex Hammerstone says it'll only get worse.
Companies use AI to develop their marketing. Well, guess what? The scammers use that exact same AI.
Some of the most common scams right now involve messages threatening people with fake arrest warrants, toll fees, insurance claims, and overdue loan payments. Hammerstone says the best way to protect yourself is by never giving personal information to someone calling from an unknown number. Asher Red, Fox News.
A California lawmaker wants to stop businesses from using your data and AI to decide how much you pay. Supporters of AB 446 say that surveillance pricing, or so-called surveillance pricing, allows companies to use your online activity and your personal information to figure out how much you might pay for the same product or service. The bill would ban companies from setting prices based on your personal information. Supporters say the practice is unfair. Opponents worry it could end personalized discounts. Lawmakers hope to get the bill to the governor by the end of the month. You see those little automatic electronic price tags, and they change sometimes. You wonder what that's all about. FMNews.com covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee voting to long party lines hold former director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in contempt of Congress. This after he invoked the Fifth Amendment, refused to answer questions at a hearing last week. Chairman Rand Paul argues that Fauci's actions threaten Congress's power to conduct oversight.
A subpoena is not an invitation. A subpoena with no consequence is not a subpoena. It's a suggestion.
Ranking member of the committee, Gary Peters, argues this vote will damage the Senate's ability to subpoena witnesses.
Future witnesses will argue that appearing before Congress exposes them to punishment regardless of whether they comply with the subpoena and invoke a constitutional protection.
Chairman Paul claims that Dr. Fauci cannot invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination because he already received a sweeping pardon from former President Joe Biden. America is listening to Fox News.
Holding at 95 degrees right now under mostly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. If you are just joining us, my name is Greg Neft, and this is the KKFT News at Noon, our top local story. If you're just checking in, it was an unpleasant evening, to say the least.
Please don't tell me that it's my job to go out and tell my friends because I'm not getting paid for that.
And that was just one speaker who cussed at the Reno Public Market last night, demanding a data center ban from the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission, who held a town hall and asked for input. They got it. They did ask for all points of view, though.
We've reached out to over 30 different organizations and government agencies and groups that are related to the topic area of data centers, across the spectrum, from love them to hate them. We are garnering their feedback through a series of interviews, and we've brought all of that qualitative information together to come up with information about themes and also to provide recommendations.
And that's Jeremy Smith with the commission, who said he understood the passion behind the anger. One other speaker said he wasn't having any of that.
What is the point adding a data center to this community?
And again, the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission says they'll take everything under advisement. Other news that we're following this hour, a death investigation underway after a body was found in a home burned by the Gann Fire in Calaveras County. That's about 75 miles to the west of Reno. The burned home is on the 4600 block of Jakima Drive in Angels Camp. The Gann Fire has burned about more than 10,000 acres since it started Monday afternoon. At least seven buildings were destroyed. One firefighter was hurt. A man has been arrested on suspicion of starting the Gann Fire, but he says he did not intentionally start it. He did an interview with a TV station in Sacramento, said he's really sorry he did not actually try to set a fire. The fire is now 26% contained. It's causing a lot of our smoke and poor air quality in Reno and much of northern Nevada, and evacuation orders and warnings do remain in effect. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:33.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic.
Another hot afternoon in a series of hot afternoons, and it's not changing until early next week. Heat advisory through the weekend into Monday morning. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
Another public meeting last night over data centers. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The controversial topic took center stage at the Reno Public Market, hosted by the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency. Over 100 people showed up, some stating their support for a temporary ban on data centers in Nevada. After the New York State Legislature passed a one-year data center moratorium last month, 14 other states are considering doing the same, but not Nevada. So far, though Reno has a one-year moratorium on data centers, many folks in the Reno crowd last night pushed for no tax breaks and enforcing less water and power usage for them. Some also want the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Agency to propose a total ban on the hulking tech hubs. The agency says all feedback will be forwarded to their governing board, city councils, and state lawmakers. There's also an online survey you can fill out on the centers at TMRPA.org. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks lower and the Dow on track to snap a five-session winning streak. Energy stocks are climbing along with the price of crude. Oil prices are rising amid caution over Middle East peace talks, with West Texas Intermediate crude rising to over $77 a barrel. High-flying AI stocks are losing momentum. Shares of Western Digital and SanDisk are falling. Their strong quarters and solid forecast are failing to impress investors. Jobless claims rose less than expected last week and were up 1,000 to 199,000. Investors are eagerly awaiting the release of the July jobs report on Friday morning. You'll be spending more for a mortgage this week, the average long-term rate rising for a fifth consecutive week to its highest level in just over a year. The benchmark 30-year rate rose to 6.69%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 12:38 right here on the KKFT News and News. So glad that you're joining us here on this very, very hot day. We hope that you indeed are able to get inside and stay cool. Speaking of staying cool over your money, that's not an easy thing to do. And in place of today's Moment with Mike, we have instead today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone joins us today. Brian, how are you, sir?
Doing very well.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, so there's a new study out that I wanted to run by you here. According to this, Americans need to earn around $110,000, I guess, a year to comfortably afford a typical home for sale in the United States. That's according to a new Redfin report that looked at annual income. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it sounds about right. With the price of housing across America, you know, it's been on the rise, and certainly here in Northern Nevada, we see it.
Actually, I think that's a little bit low. I think that you actually need a lot more, especially in places like San Francisco, and especially here if you want to live in South Reno. I mean, think about it for just one second. If you want a nice home in DeMonte Ranch or in South Reno, you know, I think that you would need to earn more than that. Wouldn't you agree?
That is definitely true. With the median house price here in Nevada, it's definitely going to push those numbers up.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if that data comes to fruition. So the Trump administration has refunded around $100 billion in tariff revenue that was collected before the Supreme Court ruled against President Trump's Liberation Day duties. You talk with a lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses that have been impacted by the tariffs. Have they gotten a refund? Have they gotten a check from the U.S. Treasury?
I have not heard anybody jumping up and down excited that they got a check from the U.S. Treasury yet. No.
Oh, okay. What do you think they'll use it for? I mean, quite frankly, I mean, these refunds, if they do come to fruition, is it going to help small business in this country?
You know, you got to imagine some extra cash they weren't anticipating would help out, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're anticipating the jobs report coming out tomorrow, and you know, it seems that things have been relatively flat across the board for businesses. They're not hiring a lot of people, but they're also not laying off people right now. So it seems like status quo.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to say that will the money actually push them and motivate them to do more growth? Maybe.
My question, though, is if there's another way around to back to the tariffs, as President Trump has promised, are they going to have to give that money right back?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm not sure how that would get handled. I can't imagine they're going to push and pull and push and pull through this process. We'll have to wait and see.
It doesn't sound very pleasant. But
no.
Then again, today is not a very pleasant news day. Of course, Keystone CPAs, they want to help you out. And we've got a lot of folks who know exactly what to do with your money. Should you need some help, we're offering a free one-hour consultation. 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900. Or visit us online at Keystone CPAs. Brian Wheeler with Keystone, thanks so much for joining us here. And we'll talk again tomorrow with tomorrow's Bounce with Brian.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. 1241 here on the KKFT News at Noon. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Lieutenant Governor Anthony, or Stavros Anthony, is suing the Nevada Ethics Commission over determination that Anthony violated state ethics law by using state resources to set up a task force aimed at keeping transgender athletes out of women's sports, and a $3,000 fine stemming from that finding. The State Ethics Commission said they will defend the commission's opinion in the courts. The Douglas County Board selected 15 residents from across Douglas County to serve on the new Stormwater Utility Task Force, which will evaluate long-term stormwater infrastructure needs, funding options, and potential alternatives before making any recommendations to the board. Nevada leads the nation in the cost of owning a car. Drivers' annual cost is estimated at $6,119 in recurring expenses. Insurance premiums, that's the biggest cost. Of course, fuel, repairs, registration, and taxes make up the rest. $6,119 annually is $3,000 more, almost double, than the least expensive state, and that is New Hampshire, where you live free or die. The Legal Aid Center for Southern Nevada is asking the Nevada Supreme Court to force the state to immediately issue decisions on whether crime victims are eligible for compensation, saying that a dozen people the center represents have been waiting for as long as 4 months past a 60-day deadline, and still have no resolution in their case. There is a state law that requires officials to make a decision within 60 days. Nearly 600 applications are still waiting to be processed. FM News Talk time now, 1243.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
We have a clean bill of health on our freeways right now. There are no collisions being worked right now. There's only a whole bunch of road work going on. Make sure you slow down in construction zones. Never mind the law. It's just a good idea. And in Carson City, on Arc Dome Drive, between Copper Mountain and Cone Peak, they have reduced lanes until about 5 p.m. today. They're doing some road work in that area. It's 94 degrees in Sparks, 92.3 degrees in Minden, 95 in Yerington, 80 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
Heat advisory is going to go through the weekend. Hot and hazy in the afternoon. Overnight, we'll drop down into the low 60s. By next week, we see some improvement, easing conditions, right around 90 next Wednesday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After 4 decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to anti-aging medicine. That's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news, KKFT.
We have 95 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you as we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. Well, if you've been at RNO Airport recently, yes, you have seen them. ICE agents are at the Reno Airport. A statement from the airport confirms that ICE has set up operations there, but it is unclear what they are doing. And the airport says if you want to know more, you're going to have to reach out to the Department of Homeland Security. It says that the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority has no way of keeping ICE agents either in nor out of the airport. Well, weekly jobless claims are coming in a little lower than expected. The Labor Department says it received just under 200,000 first-time requests for unemployment benefits in the week ending August 1st. That's just about 1,000 more claims than the previous week and is lower than the 204,000 that most analysts had been expecting. Focus now shifts to tomorrow's release of the monthly job report. If you're looking to go to Gold Ranch, here's a good reason. And the Powerball jackpot is up to $856 million, and that drawing is on Saturday night. Again, that might be a good reason to go to Gold Ranch.
The next chance to strike it rich comes this Saturday with the cash value option on the massive jackpot coming out to $372 million. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Yep, and that sounds like a good reason to go to Gold Ranch for me. I'm not sure about you. Well, time is right now. It's time right now for today's To Your Health.
Researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine believe neural noise keeps some autistic children from communicating effectively.
Researchers from UVA and other institutions recently collaborated on a study focused on brain patterns in different children as they listen to words. They found that autistic children had subtle differences in brain patterns that act like static, causing interference that makes communication more difficult. Researchers hope the results can lead to better treatments for children on the autism spectrum. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A pediatric nurse is giving some health tips for students heading back to school soon. Christina Banks at Case Western University is suggesting to parents to have their children focus on eating a healthy lunch now and snacks that includes fruits, veggies, whole grains, and lean proteins.
how many kids this summer have had an open kitchen and open access to 3 breakfasts a day, no real scheduling.
She recommends children also get up to date with their vaccines before heading back to the classroom. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
Ever wonder what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene? The former congresswoman is now available for novelty video greetings.
If you are looking for a quick birthday greeting, pick me up, or just to say hi, former Northwest Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to help you out.
Hi, everyone. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I am now on Cameo.
Right now, a quick greeting from the sometimes lightning rod politician will run $179, with business endorsements starting at $5,000. Greene left Congress in January and left the GOP afterwards after a falling out with President Trump regarding releasing of the Epstein files. I'm Scott Kimbler.
Well, in case you wondered, Kellogg's, the cereal giant, says they're going to, well, before we get to that, 12:51 right here on the KKFT News at Noon.
Your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ribbon cutting for the new pickleball courts in Carson City. Some new, some refurb, but 14 pickleball courts southwest side of Mills Park near the Swim Center and the Community Center. Aces won last night 7-5 over El Paso. That's 2 in a row to get the week started after a tough week last week. 3A high school football preview. Churchill County and Fernley expected to be strong again. According to Max Preps, Churchill County, the top team to begin the season in 3A. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? 5? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on 2 patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding will shred them securely on site while you watch at Reno Public Market Shredding Day. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
This week's First Friday Shredded event is August 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reno Public Market.
At a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
Experience factory-inspired Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth motocross bikes. With a proven 84cc engine, the KX85 offers young racers confidence to hone their skills. For riders looking to size up, the KX112 features a 112cc engine, increased rear-wheel travel, and larger riding triangle. Designed for victory, both motorcycles offer young racers greater control and confidence to push even harder. Green got tougher on the Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth bikes.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
What makes Nissan Carson City different? I can tell you, but my people say it best.
That's the best part of the job, is helping people smile, people that can never get done, they could never get into a new car.
Just because they treated us so well. I mean, they really do treat us like family. They just make it easy.
You know, I've been around a long time. I've been in this business for about 30 years. I've worked for multiple dealerships, and I gotta say, this one here is just, it's like family. It's like I'm coming home.
Nissan Carson City.
FM Top Weather.
Another hot afternoon in a series of hot afternoons, and it's not changing until early next week. Heat advisory through the weekend into Monday morning. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVane, Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
They are the makers of Fruit Loops and Sugar Smacks and Corn Flakes and, of course, Frosted Flakes. And now they say they're going to eliminate all artificial dyes. Kellogg says they're making a big change in what they put in your cereal.
For years, W.K. Kellogg has faced pressure to remove artificial ingredients from its cereals, and now it's happening. The cereal maker is getting rid of artificial colors from all of its cereals by the end of the year. The change comes a year ahead of schedule. Kellogg has identified fruit and vegetable-based juices that will give cereals like Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks their characteristic colors. Kellogg will also be investing in equipment that will allow it to transition to natural colors. In addition, Kellogg will be removing BHT, an artificial preservative, from the small number of cereals that still contain it. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
But will Fruit Loops taste as good? We're not sure on that. This could not have been fun. A malfunction at an amusement roller coaster leaves six riders suspended in midair in New Jersey.
It's called the Wipeout, and it's popular, especially with young thrill seekers. But they got more than they bargained for Wednesday when they were left dangling upside down in the air after the Playland's Castaway Cove ride broke down mid-cycle. You can hear kids screaming in video posted to social media, with adults below trying to reassure them. It was 5 to 7 minutes of terror for the suspended riders, but fortunately, their safety harnesses worked. It's unclear why the Wipeout ride wiped out. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1257. Now let's head back over to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Lake Powell is at historic lows, may not be able to produce any power in about 7 months. Lake Mead is inches above the historic lows, so the fight over Colorado River water, that fight's pretty much done, but it's still taking place during a clearly dwindling water supply. Quick opportunity to give a plug for the Eric Erickson Show. His show is on Sundays. This past Sunday, a topic not too many people are talking about, but just this managed destruction of our country here that we're going through. If you look at the Middle East and the desalinization plants, southern Nevada is not that far from the Pacific Ocean. And the fact that you can't even create or build a pipeline, first of all, build a desalinization plant right on the Pacific coast and pipe the water to southern Nevada, is just ignorance, stupidity, and it is putting up with the liberals who stop this sort of thing from even happening. We're not that far from the weekend, so I'll go ahead and put in a plug for John Potter's weekend show, live and local. The Douglas County Republican Central Committee will be there this weekend. They'll talk about questions 6 and 7 on the ballot coming up in November. An upcoming event with David Flippo and Jim Jordan, and the CC endorsements, all coming up this weekend on Live and Local with John Potter. That's 9 to noon on Saturdays on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk in Northern Nevada. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you on Friday.
Singing along with the banjo.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City.
a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.